Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Samantha and Bryant Rasmussen, and we're going to be talking about fun stuff to do through Parks and Rec. So I want to first start talking about you're going into space. I'm going, okay, how is that going? And Samantha, you're going to tell us about this program that's going on.
Yes. So we started, it's kind of like Art in the Park. We're going to piggyback off of the library's theme this year of space. And so every Monday and Thursday, except for the Monday of RAGBRAI, we are going to go around to the different parks around town and just have some space-related activities. So each time there will be bubbles and chalk and coloring pages, but we're also going to have an activity and a craft for them to do. And it's all revolving around space. And we're going to be reading a book about space first before we get into the fun activities. So that's every Monday and Thursday from 9 to 10 at the different parks.
And how long? It's all through July, all through August?
All through July and all through August. Our last day is going to be Thursday, August 15th. And actually, on that Monday the 12th, we are looking for some donations of empty 2-liter bottles, because on Monday the 12th, the kids will be making rockets, and then on Thursday, we will be launching them off.
Fire them off. Okay, sounds like great fun. Is there any fee for the kids who participate?
Nope, everything is free. You just show on up and have a good time.
Okay, and we'll remind folks again, but what's the time on that?
It is 9 to 10 each morning on Mondays and Thursdays.
Okay, we'll come back before we end and remind folks about that. But there's a lot of other things going on in Parks and Rec. Some days I can't wrap my head around all of the possibilities that there are going on. So, Bryant, beforehand we were talking about, you have a lot of equipment that people could borrow, could reserve. Tell us about some of that equipment.
Yeah, I think it's something that people don't necessarily know that we offer. But if you call in and ask us, do you have, you know, this certain game or whatever, we will set it outside our door. You come pick it up, you can use it. You know, certain things that we have an assortment of discs that you can use. We have bags, we have ladder golf. I mean, you name it, we have it that we can offer. We even have stuff that you can do in the wintertime. We have cross-country skis and stuff like that. So it's just something that we would like to see people use more
often.
Well,
sure.
If we don't have it, ask us, because if we don't have it, we want to know that we need to get it.
Enough requests, and you can add it to your store of things. And so some of these, like, I'm thinking the bags, you have just enough equipment for a few people to play. I mean, you have a certain number of bags. And
we have two sets of bags, two sets of ladder golf and things like that. We don't typically get those used in bulk.
Right.
And that stuff that we'd like to see us kind of build up, you know, maybe add in some programs in the future that we could use those a little bit more and stuff like that. We have a lot of equipment and things that definitely need to be utilized.
You bet. Let's talk a little bit about disc golf. I know basically nothing about disc golf except you use discs, and there's a great course out at Sunnyside.
Yeah, it's actually recognized as one of the top disc golf courses in the state of Iowa. Super challenging. So if you're like me, you're not really great at it, so the trees are not your best friend, but it's still enjoyable. Disc golf is just like golf. You have your discs are going to be give you different things. So you have a driver, just like you have a driver in golf. Your irons, you have a mid-range disc and stuff like that, and they all will fly differently. Some will curve more. Some will drop down so that way they don't go as far. So it takes more than just, you know, throwing your discs around the park.
Do you have instructions to go with that? I mean, if somebody, or do they need to go online, or how do people find out about how you play disc golf?
We actually have instructions that go with all of our games that people are needing them. They're laminated so they can't ruin them and stuff like that. And we set those out with it, and people can then learn how to do it, because there's things that, you know, we play bocce ball all the time with our family, and you just toss the ball around out in the yard, but there's actually a course that you're supposed to follow. And the retaining wall by the Sunnyside office is actually a bocce ball course. It was set up specifically for that.
Okay. Lots of hidden treasures here that I think people really don't know about. So if somebody says, okay, my family is coming on such and such a date and I want to plan something for them to do, how do they get to use that equipment?
They just call the park office, and we'll make sure that we have everything ready to go for them.
And how do we find the park office number?
There's you can go onto the City of Atlantic website, and it has everything. It has the office number and everything like that, all the parks that we have that we maintain and everything like that.
Just old-fashioned, is it in the phone book?
You know, I don't know for sure.
Who uses the phone book?
Huh? We actually have a phone book in our office that was used a couple times.
Okay, but go on your phone and find that, yes, and give you a call. But you probably kind of plan ahead a little bit. Because, again, there's no fee to borrow these?
Absolutely not. We try and offer as many things as we can to be free for people to use. So that way we get people out using our parks.
You bet. And that's another topic that I've sort of been trying to tell people. How many parks there are? Well, in the county there's a lot, but how many parks are there in Atlantic?
We have, I think it's 11 or 12 different parks that we maintain, and that was kind of our goal within this space in the park, is to space it out a little bit and hit each one of the different parks, because we know about Sunnyside and we know about Schoberg's and City Park and those things, but we have a lot of other hidden treasures within the City of Atlantic that we wanted to definitely highlight and get people out to.
So Samantha, do you want to mention some of those other parks? Because you said this, you're moving these activities around to the different parks.
Yes, so the one that we had on Monday was at the Bull Creek Pathway, and we kind of did a chalk the walk. The one that is Thursday is going to be at Sunnyside East Shelter, but we're also going to go to Millette, Schilberg's, City Park, Pellet Park, Sunnyside with Camblin Shelter, Harold Holt, Kitty Corral, Cedar Park, and then we're going to launch our Rockets at the Bandshell down at Sunnyside.
So I'm thinking people listening are going, what? I've never heard of that park.
Yes, I'm sure they are. But and I know that we're going to touch on this, but if you come out to Protus in the Park on Thursdays and stop by the booth for Parks and Rec, there's little flyers that have a list of all of the parks in Atlantic and all of the things that Bryant was just talking about that you can call and reserve. So if you grab a flyer, it'll give you all that information.
Just another great reason to come to Produce in the Park.
Yes.
Not only to pick up the brochure, but you've been offering activities every Thursday night in the park, and I understand that's going really well, Bryant.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun to see not just kids taking advantage of the games that we have to offer, but also adults that are there at the Protus in the Park. And I think it's been a wonderful thing that's been going on. Brigham, who's kind of heading it up, is
the manager, yes.
She's very, very motivated, very, very excited about Protus in the Park, and I think that's been good to kind of get things rolling.
You bet. So Thursday nights, 4:30 to 6:30, come and play games with Bryant and Samantha, and I don't know, maybe you have some of your other board members or other folks that sometimes help out with that?
I have mostly just my wife will come and kind of help us out and things like that. Our kids are already there anyway, so.
Okay, well, hey, that's a good reason. So, yeah, bring your kids, but as you said, if it's not just for kids, it's adults too. We all can play games and have that be good for us. Let's talk a little bit about Schoberg's. I think you have something going on there pretty soon.
Yeah, so we just got confirmation that we'll have an expert coming in on July 31st for our community build for the playground that will be going out by the Rotary Shelter on the west side of Schoberg's. We had to cancel it earlier this year due to a massive amount of rain that came in on that day. And so the expert will come in, and he's going to really, they'll help us make sure that we have all of our holes in the right spot and make sure it's going up efficiently and quickly. So that 31st is really an important day to get as many people out there as we possibly can to help out, and then we'll try and finish it up on August 1st, that following day.
Okay. And so what time on the 31st?
We'll start with at 8 o'clock, and we will run just like we were going to do before, 8 to noon. We'll have a shift, and then from 1 to 5, we'll have a shift. And then because we're going to be so happy that people are going to be helping us out, we're going to serve lunch for all those people that come.
That's great. And, long ago in my life, I helped put a park in Audubon. And it is so satisfying to know that the park is still there and still used. I mean, this isn't just like a one-time event. This is for a long, long time, a lot of people to enjoy it.
Absolutely. So, yeah. It's going to be something that I think is going to really help sell that shelter for shelter reservations out there, because we have a waterless restroom on that side already. Then you have this gorgeous shelter. We add in a playground next to it, so that way you're starting to encourage families to use it and things like that. And if they truly want to, if you haven't been out there lately, the shelter house is going up, and they're putting up quite quickly, and it looks absolutely fantastic.
All right. And for use reservations for the shelters, wherever, for a reservation for all of those game kinds of things that you can borrow, be sure to contact Parks and Rec and come and visit you on Thursday nights. And Samantha, remind us again of the times and dates for the space program.
For space in the park, when we're doing some art activities, it's Monday and Thursday for the rest of the summer, except for the Monday of RagBrite, and it's at 9 to 10 at the different parks. You can check it out on Facebook. The Parks and Rec page has the event set up for it. And if you're walking along Bull Creek, there's a little stand out there that has a list of everything as well.
Okay, great, great. Another source of information. Thank you so much to Samantha and Bryant for coming to visit with us about all the possibilities there are related to Parks and Rec. And until next time, here's a thought. Outdoor play develops disposition for the outdoors, physical activities, and care of the environment.